A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Of the rocks of this abandoned moon base. The dreaded moon larvae crawl from their shells and engage in that most horrible mating practice, moon larva rutting. Rutting. Forever rutting. Oh, the fleshy slaps keep me up at night as the moon larva struggle to survive in this barren, burning wasteland at the end of time and space. It just makes you fall in love all over again. In your future, humanity will create robots to service every need. Cleaning, cooking, hip-hop fronting. But where will this demented science lead? Find out!
Please, release me, let me go.
Order up!
Yes, please. I would like to order one vodka. You have vodka here, right? The good vodka?
Yeah, I got vodka, and I also got an egg sandwich that somebody ordered. You number 17?
Let me see my slip of paper. Yes, I am 17. I'm 17, and my comrade here, he is 21.
Okay,
17. I am 21.
All right, well, your Bellini Tuesday sub is not yet done, all right?
I will wait.
Okay.
You will wait.
We got an egg sandwich and a vodka.
And the vodka must be ice cold. It must be on the verge of being frozen.
All right, buddy.
It's the only way I can have it.
Did you see the sign when you came into the diner?
I have to admit, I did not look up when I came into the diner. I walked straight in the door. What did the sign say?
Ice cold!
Ice cold.
I guess that answers your question.
I guess it does answer my question.
This is Ice Cold Diner. That's me. I'm ice cold.
Oh, you're ice cold. You are ice cold.
Yeah, I used to be in the hip-hop business, but I got out of it and opened a diner.
I remember you. When I was a young man, I would listen to your records incessantly in my room. I would be ice, ice cold, yes. Ice, ice cold, yes. Ice, ice cold, oh, brr.
I had the poster of Ice Cold in my room. You were posed with many blocks of ice and a polar bear. And also a tiny penguin, and I was like, that penguin's going to get eaten.
Yes,
but it
seriously.
Turns out it was just a picture.
Oh, it was so good.
Can I ask you a question, Ice Cold?
Yeah, I got time while I'm making your Bellini Tuesday sub.
Did the penguin get eaten?
You know, inside industry story.
This is like a behind the scenes.
I remember this day very well. We were shooting this poster. It was for the album art. Me, a polar bear, and a penguin.
It's now, just like I said.
Yes, it's exactly the same. It's like I can see it now.
As you know, polar bears live in the North Pole.
Yes.
penguins live in the South Pole.
Antarctica, yes.
These two animals had never seen each other before. They didn't know what to do.
No, they're like their opposite number, indeed, right? They're matter and antimatter.
They collide on your poster, I thought poster would explode.
Yes.
So, long story short, that penguin did not die that day. But it started a serious North Pole-South Pole rivalry that rages on to this day. In fact, that's why I got out of the business. I felt pretty bad about all the deaths I'd caused on either side.
I know there had to be a reason, because you were at the peak of your powers as a musician, as a rapper, as an emissary for world peace, in fact.
You had the power of rhyme. So many people don't.
Yes, you dropped rhymes like...
Hot science.
Yes, man.
Yeah, well... Hot science and ice cold. There was... I don't know what to say.
But now you have ice cold diner and you make hot food.
Yeah, it's its own hot science. I traded in the science of rhymes for the science of deli sandwiches and Bellinis.
I appreciate it very much. My Bellini sub would taste so good coming from the hands of ice cold.
Order up!
Oh, here's my vodka.
Number 21, Bellini Tuesday sub.
Well, what happened to... He was 19.
I was 17.
17?
I was 21. Here. What happened to the orders between?
Yeah, where is 18, 19, and 20?
Oh, my God. Where is 18, 19, and 20? And number 18! What the? Well, they just left? Is there no... Where are these orders? Googlon! Googlon, get over here! I got an android working as a short order cook.
That's so cool. Ice cold has a robot work for him.
Well, Googlon was my hype man back in the...
I remember him.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yes, he was your handler, right?
Hype man and handler, Steel Pants.
Yeah, and my driver, my personal driver.
Yes.
Remember Steel Pants? Remember the android?
Yes, he was amazing.
Yeah, that's what his hype name was.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There was cold and Steel Pants.
The Flavor Flav was for the Public Enemy. And then the ice cold had the Steel Pants.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he goes by Googlon now. It's his Christian name.
Well, robots have a religion.
Well, of course. Of course, when they attained sentience, they had to be given religion in order to rationalize the feelings they were having.
It's weird they pick Christian. You would think they pick it different.
Yeah, our robots gotta have something. What are they gonna do? Buddhism? There's no peace inside them. How could they find inner peace?
Exactly. Ice cold, could we... You think we could talk to Steel Pants?
Is it possible?
He's on his way over, clanking slowly to get over
here. Here he comes.
Find out where these damn orders went to.
Boy, he's gotten older. Look at him.
Oh, he's an age. Creaky.
Googlon, what the hell is the matter with you? I got a number 17 order here. Egg witch and an ice cold vodka. Our trademark meal. And a Bellini Tuesday sub special for Tuesdays. And ripped off... From the Milestone restaurant franchise.
Yeah.
Well, it's still good.
It's
coming
still
from
good.
My school,
it, you know.
Oh, it's better. And I dare Milestone's restaurant to sue me because I would win in court with hot science legal action.
Exactly.
Googlon, where did these other orders go?
Wormhole.
There's a wormhole?
I'm sorry. Don't tell the food inspectors, all right? There's a wormhole in the diner.
Now, hold on a second. Let me see if I understand this correctly. Is this a time-space phenomenon we are talking about, or is it some kind of crack in the earth through which worms come and infest your food?
Or is it like a kind of a quick travel doorway to another part of the universe?
Yes, like a shortcut.
Gentlemen, it is both the former and the latter, but not the one in the middle.
Oh, so it's like a space-time rip, but that lets you travel to a different place.
Where worms are.
No worms.
No worms.
That was the middle part that does not count.
Oh, that was the second one.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
So.
Good clarification.
I tried to
listen. So embarrassing. Every order that's a prime number, gets made.
Of course, yes.
But,
17, 21? Yes,
21 is not the... Number,
of course it is.
No, it's not.
What? Define a prime number if it's 17.
It's only
is like
divisible
21.
By 1 in itself. 21 is 3 times 7.
Yeah.
Well.
Look at that. It's gone.
What? My sub?
It's disappeared. It was right there. It's
17
gone now.
Gets made. I bet 13 got made.
13 did get made. Look at that guy over there.
19. But 19's also gone.
19 is missing.
Oh. Maybe 19's not the prime number.
Hold on a second. They got one who goes into 19 19 times.
Hold on a second.
Two goes into 19 8 times with one left over.
I got a robot right here that I can answer this question
That's
for
not
you.
Right, though.
Oh, Mr. Googlon, please, can you help us?
Yes.
Well, please do help us.
What was the question?
We need to know, are all the prime number people disappearing?
Is that a command, or is that an explanation? I couldn't quite tell.
This guy has been difficult ever since the days of rap.
Oh, he was good at being your hype man.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, the concerts would always start 2 or 3 hours late. And true. Why? Because Steel Pants here is sitting in his dressing room getting floored on lug nuts.
Yes, indeed.
Ah, Steel Pants, he was legendary.
I remember the headlines. Yeah. I remember the headlines. Floored on lug nuts.
Yeah, yeah, all the time, so floored.
Yes.
Googlon, are you commanding us to go into the wormhole, or are you just explaining that the prime number orders stay out of the wormhole? Googlon, what the hell?
He's pointing at the wormhole. I see it now. It's over there behind the Coke machine. Oh, Googlon, thank you for thinking of my sub.
This guy's a professional.
I can see this.
I mean, he sees a hungry Russian dude.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are Russian, right? I'm not overstepping my... No, I mean, I have a lot of racial prejudice. No, I'm assuming you're Russian.
Yes. I'm Bulgarian, but I...
Georgian.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good. I feel really awkward now.
No, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
It's
fine.
It's good.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, you guys. I don't know what to say. I mean, we can go into the wormhole to get your Bellini sub. I could just as easily make a new one for you and give you order number 23.
Ice cold, you have done so much for us already, and it would be a shame to remove you from your own diner. Why don't we just go with Googlon?
That makes sense to me.
I'd let my short order cook take the half day off and go in a wormhole? Again?
Please.
All right, Steel Pants. I could never say no to you.
This is great. Oh, I'm going to fortify myself with another one of these ice cold vodkas.
I'm going to wish I had my sub.
Can I make you a drink in the meantime before you go?
Googlon, do we have time to have a drink?
Oh, that sounds like yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll have a vodka then.
Okay, quick vodka. Googlon, I mean, it's going to be a long trip in that wormhole. Are you going to have anything?
Oh, once
he's
a glugnut head.
He's going to get so floored.
Oh, always man. A glugnut head.
This guy knows how to party.
Sure does. Look at him. Oh.
All right. No gangland slings, Googlon. Do you hear me? No gangland slings.
Oh,
okay.
All
Let's
right.
go then.
So it is behind this door, this stainless steel door that looks like it would be the door to a large walk-in freezer.
Yes,
actually.
But I can see that beside the Coke machine, this door glows on
yes,
the outside.
The
That's
edges.
Right. I'm going to open up for you guys. All right.
Oh.
Be careful in there.
Okay.
It's full of stars.
Thank you so much, Ice Cold.
You guys keep it real in that wormhole, all right?
Thank you, Ice Cold.
I'll be dropping hot science into this deep fryer.
Oh,
delicious.
Can't wait to come back for some hot science.
Oh, well, yeah, you guys are going to have a nice hot meal waiting for
hot
you.
Hot science, ice cold vodka.
Go get that Bellini Tuesday sub!
Thank you.
Oh, look at this. It's all, like, weird and streaming.
Exactly.
And there's kind of the stars and clouds and weird lights.
They're all elongated and undulating.
Googlon, where does this lead? You've been in here before, it sounded like, when Ice Cold said that before.
This wormhole leads across the universe. The 19th quadrant.
The 19th quadrant? If I remember my high school physics, the 19th quadrant is an impossible quadrant. It is a prime quadrant.
Yeah, you can't have 19 quadrants. Quadrants is only 4.
That's right. It has to be divisible by 4. And 4 goes into 19, and then 4 times.
4 times with like 3. Like 3 left over.
3, so it is missing 1.
It could be a 20.
Exactly. This quadrant exists in M-space.
M-space. I've heard the theories. I have never heard them articulated as well as this, though, of course. What he is saying is that outside of the what we call reality, there is another perspective, a higher perspective, that gives us the impression that everything that we do is atoms superimposed in a superposition.
I don't know what you said.
I don't either.
I'll say this, though. I do know that M is a 13th letter of the alphabet, which is also a prime number.
Oh, it's making sense.
So much prime.
So much prime.
So much prime.
So we move forward. Won't we be...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Torn apart by the tidal forces within this wormhole dome. One end connected to some 19th quadrant, the other end connected to your ice-cold diner here on Earth. Won't our atoms be stretched and disassembled?
Hey, throwing around the H word like that is not going to help anything.
It makes it sound like it's a bad thing.
It really came down hard on us for not being made of metal.
I know.
It really hurts my feelings. But I mean, no one has said that for like 20 years, but still, I mean, it's really hurtful.
Seriously.
There, man, we are in it.
All right, here we go. Right foot first.
Still pretty racist.
Yes, I know. I am from Georgia.
I'm Russian. I'm Bulgarian.
You're Bulgarian.
I mean, cosmonaut is, again, no one said that for years.
I know.
You know what? Let him have his cool thing.
Seriously.
Okay.
You know, he lives in the past.
I know.
Speaking of living in the past... All of time and space is present at the same moment.
Look,
as we move to this.
There is a dinosaur next to a Roman Colosseum and next to a Coke machine.
Look at that. There's the Eiffel Tower next to a Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, and a robot in front of us. Oh, that's Gula.
Oh, yes, sorry. Iron Pants, I should have recognized.
Yeah, we know.
Yes,
Steel Pants in the house.
And look, the wormhole seems to be coming to a... To an end, it seems to be resolving itself in this 19th quadrant.
Is that another Googlon?
This is another Googlon.
There's two Googlons.
But what, you've seen this before?
Googlon fight?
This is like that. What is that that thing that we used to have, that reality show, which was, what is that?
Oh, Big Brother?
Yeah, no, the other one where they would build robots and they would fight each other.
Oh, The Amazing Race.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's like The Amazing Race where the robots fight.
Yes, it's just like that.
Wait, they're going to rap battle. This is that classic East Coast, West Coast Android rap battle war.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we are lucky enough to be witnessing this.
Hold on. I have my CD player with me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I always keep it with.
Okay.
And so I'm going to play a beat, and then they can rap.
Excellent.
Okay. Googlon versus other Googlon rapping battle. It's timing for the throwdown. And begin.
We meet again. Oh, what's that, Googlon, from real space-time? I'm living in time, treating you.
Is Trash Doctor doing?
Oh my God, it's so great.
Listen to them putting each other down. This is how they prime themselves and get themselves into the headspace to tear each other apart with sharp rhymes.
Amazing!
Look at him now. It is like he's opened his chest plate and he's inserted something into his chest cavity.
Well, it's an MP3 player!
That's what it is!
And he just put this into my USB port. Oh, still using USB ports. I have Bluetooth. More like yellow teeth.
Oh, that was a huge burn.
It was a huge burn.
So many robot burns
it's
going
true.
Back and forth.
It's like he subsists on the diet of
and
sulfur
and teeth
like that.
You wouldn't think
they
would burn because they're made of metal, and yet here we are.
Everything has a melting point, Boris.
True, it's true. Maybe even the temper of a Googlon.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I'm so glad we have a front row seat for this.
Oh, me too.
This is going to be wicked cool when it begins.
Let's make it happen, right?
Googlon's attention for rap battles.
I am so excited about this.
This is going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
He is accessing all of known history and information from all known planets and intelligences to burn the ultimate burn.
I cannot wait to see what happens.
Let's see if he puts the smack down.
I hope he says something soon.
Me too. We can actually remove any pauses later.
Oh, that's true. Yes. We can edit.
Of course we can.
We have the ability.
Oh, did you hear that?
The original android, Frankenstein.
Exactly.
The man-made man.
That is incredible.
Old burn.
It is a very old burn. It's old school burn.
Old school burn.
Wow. Don't make me snap my fingers in exact formation. Exclamation. Butt rotation. Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist. Man, you just got this.
Whoa.
Huge.
My goodness.
I can't believe how many times his elbows rotated on that burn.
When he finished that phrase, that rhyming phrase, it was like a shockwave came off of him.
I didn't know robots had butts.
No, I didn't at the time.
You always run from fights and you'll be such a wuss. You look like a cat stuck in a lemon, so I call you Sour Puss.
That was...
It's kind of tame.
Weird. Like, he started with a huge burn, right?
Yeah.
And we ended to, like, he called him a kitty cat.
Like a sour puss.
Yeah. Like, fruits and kitties don't make a good burn.
No, that's from, like an old cartoon, that
yeah.
kind of thing. Wow.
Jeez.
These are getting a little less.
You know, we have a chance to just walk away.
There's your Bellini Tuesday
okay,
right
away. Okay, yeah, I got my son.
Oh, Guglong!
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was over.
I did too. I really think Guglong won that.
So do I think.
Yeah, Guglong won for sure. Whichever Guglong, take your pick, really. But, I mean, Guglong was the winner.
Yeah,
clearly.
Yes.
It's really done. I got my sub, so we could probably take off.
Yeah, we should go
you
back.
You could stop that beat anytime. The rap battle's probably over by now. You know?
I'm looking for more.
Oh, I think he's accessing more burns.
Oh, more burns.
Oh,
I don't know if I can stand it.
USB.
Boy.
You'd think either of these androids should probably have, like, built-in Wi-Fi, so
you'd
they don't need
so.
To upload USB burns. But here we are.
Yes,
He's cheating! That's not burns, that's lasers!
Lasers, let's get the hell out of here.
I got my sub! They're both shooting lasers! No, they're shooting. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Let's turn around. We just go back the other way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because we're back in the distance.
Pass the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, yes, I thought. Let's go back, Lord.
Yeah, there's the Coke Machine.
The Coke Machine is T-Rex.
Guglong from real space-time. Your science is just too hot. For real. In space, Guglong. Lesson learned. Yup. Hug it out. Okay.
Oh, they're hugging. Oh, they're doing it.
Oh, whoa, this is strange.
This is gross. They're interfacing with each other.
Well. It is?
Oh, we got it. We gotta go. Get out
back
of here.
Back to the ice cold diner.
Or anywhere else.
You know, when,
really.
At the end of all this, we'll have one kind of crazy story to tell, that's for sure.
I'm really finished.
Don't tell high school.
Don't tell him?
That you are into other robots? Interface with yourself?
In space. I send the orders here myself so I can meet myself. Rap battle myself. Have a laser fight. An interface.
Wow.
It's a double Guglong.
Man, oh man, and you just made us come along to watch? You are a freak.
That's totally freaky.
You lured us here to find my sub?
A lot of things happened to Guglong on the road. It gets lonely touring.
I totally understand that, yes.
Sometimes a hype bomb has to open up a wormhole to the 19th quadrant and find someone who understands him.
Even if it's himself.
Exactly.
Especially if it's himself.
Hey,
there goes
watch
again,
the H
eh?
Word.
Come on.
You gotta slow down. You can't toss that around like it's no big deal.
Humans be ill. The language dropping.
We have to go.
We're going to go back.
We're going back to the dinosaur.
Rats and milking.
That's a weird German burn, I think.
I don't even know anymore.
And I'm Bulgarian, you're Georgian.
I did not sign up for this.
No, I just want to go back to
I
the diner.
I want an egg witch and a
we
cold
just
vodka.
Want to go back to the diner.
So here is the backside of that stainless steel door, but... It won't open.
Guglan, how do we get out?
Is this a time release? What is this?
The secret knock?
What, the three of us?
Oy. Wait, with the door?
With his Bellini Tuesday?
With the sub?
Can you at least play a rap beat for us?
Oh, thank God, the door is open. Oh, the door is open. Hey, what happens in M-Space?
Stays
in my nightmares.
You guys find your Bellini Tuesday sub?
Yes, here it is.
And a little bit more than we bargained for.
No, we said we would.
I leave it at that.
You guys look a little peaked. Something happened in there?
No.
No. Everything's fine. We just want to settle up our bill and be on our way.
Yes.
Me back to Georgia, him back to Bulgaria.
Well, if things were not, exemplary, Ice Cold wants to hear about it. I have a reputation to maintain. I mean, if you get on Yelp about this...
No, we will not be on Yelp about this.
No, we will not be yelping about this in any way, shape, or form.
We don't want to fill out
the
comment card or anything.
No.
All right.
How much do we owe you for the sub and the Bellini and the eggs?
Yeah, on the house, you Ruskies.
Oh. We're not Russian.
We're not.
Georgia.
I'm from Bulgaria.
Yeah, it's all part of the same federation, though, right? You guys all like being together?
Well, I don't want all of us like that. It's kind of a blanket statement.
Yeah, we like our independence. We are independent states now.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. On the house. Sorry for any inconvenience you may have suffered. Everybody get down! Penguin! Oh my God, will this war never end?
Double Guglan Tondra, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Ice Cold, Guglan, and Guglan from M-Space. Lee Smart as Georgian George, not a Russian. And Nug Nargang as Bulgarian Boris, again, not a Russian. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The next live show for Illusionoid will be April 9th at 9:30 at Comedy Bar in Toronto with the Bad Dog Theater Repertory Players. This will be recorded for a future podcast, so come join the show and see how we do this live. Because we don't know either. That's April 9th at 9:30 at Comedy Bar with the Bad Dog Repertory Players. Tickets available at comedybar.ca. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or the Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.